Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week we're talking about Jesus as our anchor. And Rosemary, you started this week's Heartbeat by talking about going on a boat when it's not your favourite thing to do.
No.
I recently went on a boat.
And
it was a 45-minute journey.
How did it go, Em?
I just held it together on the way over. And it was quite rocky. Even so, you know it's rocky when the captain and others come around with sick bags and they just say to you, are you okay? And they don't necessarily hand you a sick bag.
No.
But they were checking with every passenger. So it wasn't just me. They were checking with every passenger. Are you all right? How are you doing? You know? And so, yeah, that was pretty rocky. On the way back, I was okay. But I sat at the top and I had lots of fresh air. So I think that was part of the difference. But, yeah, I can't say that boats are my favourite thing either. I find a river cruise maybe better than the ocean. Yeah. But you're talking about the boat because you're talking about how boats have an anchor that you throw over the side and it goes down into the water and it secures the boat to the bottom of the ocean or the river to make it steady and stable.
Yes.
And your point being that for our lives, when our lives get rocky, when things come our way that...
And they do.
Can push us off course, that's right, all the time, that Jesus is that anchor.
Yes.
That keeps
us steady.
He's
our stability. Mm-hmm. He's the foundation we stand upon.
Yeah, and you use the scripture from Hebrews talking about how Jesus is our anchor and he's the one who keeps us grounded and stopping us from going off course in our lives because when situations come our way that throw us, we can be knocked off
course. But also why we can believe that is because all the promises that God has stated he's followed up with.
Mm.
He is faithful. Mm. It isn't just a... someone said it and no, God is says what he does and does what he says, if you know what I mean. He is true,
so we're therefore we can lean on him as our anchor
during
hard times because God is always someone.
Go look at any story in the whole Bible and God never lets anyone down.
And you talked about the examples you gave were that he promised Abraham that he would multiply his descendants, and he's done that.
And he did.
Yeah, he promised Noah that he made a covenant and said, I will never flood the earth again. Well, hasn't happened. And so, you continue to rely on these promises. And so I was thinking we could look at what are some of the promises, more ones that we can find in Scripture of the Bible.
Oh, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, so that way you can come back and forth. And like when things happen in our lives, we can go, no, but God, you are someone who won't leave me.
Promise that comes to my mind is I will never leave you orphaned.
Yeah.
He's always our Father.
Mm.
Never does he leave us.
Mm. Yeah. So some of them are just like pretty much put into
the what search are the promises? Engine, yes.
God's promises to us.
Yes.
And so some of the ones that have come up is in Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So whenever we're scared, we can go to this scripture and be like, no.
Don't need to be. God's with me.
I'm with you.
He's upholding me.
That's right.
Yep.
So, yeah, not only do I not need to be scared, he's actually going to give me strength to help me.
Yeah.
Another one is in Deuteronomy. It says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So that's another one. That's in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. But this one, what I like about it, it says, the Lord himself goes before you.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I forget myself that God has gone before me in situations.
Prepared the way, smoothed the path, picked up all the pebbles and rubble that we're going to fall upon or could hurt ourselves. Yeah, totally.
Like he's already gone before. Or something that sometimes we can pray that I like praying is, God, would you go before me? Like, which is funny because like the scripture says he already does. But
he likes you to tell him that you trust in him, yeah, that he'll do that for you.
Yeah, that you're saying, God, I trust that when you go before me, yeah, that things will go well.
That you have already gone before me. Yes.
So there's another one. Another encouragement in John 16:33. I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, that we would take be encouraged. Heart. Take heart.
Take heart. So it's grab your heart, take it and look to Jesus and like lift. It's like lift yourself up because of what Jesus has done, or he lifts us up.
Mm.
And be encouraged because he's already overcome everything.
Yeah. In Psalms, this is another one that's good, is I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Like how often do we want instruction and guidance in our lives? And he's saying, well, I will.
Yeah, but also with a loving eye. Mm. It's not to be mean and nasty and be the judge or the king or whatever that sometimes we have an image of God to be.
Mm.
It's with a loving eye out of love and goodness. Mm. I'm going to give you wisdom and encourage you and instruct you.
And that makes me then think, like jumping ahead, that's in Psalms chapter 32, verse 8. But if we jump ahead to when Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit and then once he went back to the Father, he did. He fulfilled that promise. He sent the Holy Spirit. And what does the Holy Spirit do? Instructs and guides.
Yes.
And helps us.
Yes.
So we can see in just those few verses, and I could keep like scrolling going, on my phone
keep
here.
Going.
Like continue with more. Oh, I probably should actually because this one's really good and we need this. Matthew 11, 28 to 29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
How often do we all just need rest? Like one of the most popular heartbeats that we have had that people have listened to is when you gave the heartbeat on being tired. Or I think it was do not be weary when we're weary.
Yeah.
Because we're always in life sometimes we're tired.
Very. I've just moved house and I feel very tired.
You know? And so knowing that when we go to God, he promises us to give rest.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't we do that? So, having Jesus as our anchor, I like how you connected that to
the promises.
Like, yes, that encouragement of, guys, we can have him as our anchor because he's promised and he continues to fulfill his promise.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so that we can turn back to him during those times in our lives when it is hard.
And he stops us going off course.
Mm.
Don't you love that?
Mm. Sometimes I don't even know what course I'm on.
You know what I mean? But like, he knows.
I don't know which way I'm going. But I'm glad
knows.
I'm not off course, God. Yeah.
That's life though, isn't it? Mm. Like, oh, I'm going up the garden path. Which garden path am I going
choosing?
Up?
Yeah. But yeah, that. But really, like, we're not even talking about, you know, necessarily which job you do, which home you live.
No.
We're talking about us as people, as who God's called us to be, a person of love, of hope, of caring for others. That's all we can fall off course because when life is hard, how much, like you only just wrote a blog, you know, recently about how much do we speak poorly to people?
Because we're tired and grumpy and, oh, I've had enough.
That's us going off course.
Yes, exactly.
Like that's
not
us
living
not
the way we
people.
Want to live.
Yeah, but like when those things happen, coming back to God, you promised that you'll go before me. Would you go before me so I have the right words to say?
Yeah, the right heart.
Yeah.
Just give me patience. Let me hold my tongue, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
And just having Jesus is the anchor and the other word we could use is he grounds you. He keeps you.
Grounded.
With him, yeah. So this week I thought for the weekly challenge is to lean into those promises. And if you want to read more scriptures about them, honestly, just go into a search engine on your computer and type in God's promises to me.
Yes.
And you will just have a list of people put these verses up on their websites. So we hope that really encourages you that you can lean into those promises and that Jesus does continue to be the anchor, or that you would make him that anchor in your life. So we hope that you've really enjoyed our chat and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.